Well, good day, everyone, and welcome to the Critic's Couch. I am your host, Dr. Nikki. It's been a while. It sure has been. I know for me, things got a little bit confusing. We had a podcast in this other streaming area, if you will, which was purchased by Spotify, and I have Spotify for my music. So when this switchover happened, unfortunately, my username and password for Spotify was associated with my music account. So I could not access, if you will, my podcast for quite some time. Let me first share with you that I am not tech savvy at all. I know that might sound weird since I'm doing a podcast, but one thing has nothing to do with the other, believe it or not. So finally, it took me this long to finally be able to access my podcast. I'm excited for my two listeners. In either case, we have a lot of catching up to do. Believe it or not, first topic at hand, drum roll, please. Yes, it has to be good old Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Now, I know this may not sound like a big deal to many of you guys, but that is probably one of the things that we hear about, if not every day, every other day. You know, there is a fascination worldwide with celebrities, right? When it comes to celebrities worldwide, people are obsessed with, you know, their money, their fame, in some cases their talent. But believe it or not, for many people, it's the money and the fame, and that is a worldwide phenomenon. We really treat celebrities like gods here. And when you have two people that come together as a couple that are both celebrities, it is a huge deal. It's kind of like double the impact, right? So, for those of you who've been living under a rock, obviously Taylor Swift is probably the number one selling artist here in the United States. And I know she's made an impact even worldwide. Now, Taylor Swift, as you know, has been a musician and artist since the age of 13. Well, that's when she first got famous, and people love her for multiple reasons. I love her, okay? I am a Swiftie, but she is the real deal. Number one, she's truly talented. She writes her own songs, sings them, and also plays the guitar. Apart from all of that, she's a beautiful young lady. She could probably be a model, to be honest with you, if she wasn't a musician. But you know, you take all of that into consideration. We've seen this woman grow up because she was 13, and now I believe she's in her early 30s, 32. Don't kill me, Swifties, for not knowing the exact date. But we've seen her grown up, and one of the beauty of Taylor Swift is that she really, with her music, has kind of allowed us to be part of her romantic journey of falling in love, having crushes, having heartbreaks, falling out of love, recovering from love, you name it, anything related to love, she has written and sang about. So for us, you know, Taylor Swift finding love is always an exciting thing. However, her last relationship, she kind of kept everything secrets. It was very private. Because she said she was kind of tired of exposing everything to everyone. Well, fast forward to the present, things surely have changed. She has now been romantically linked, and it's been kind of clear that she is involved with NFL player Travis Kelce. Now, if you're not familiar with who he plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, which happened to be the Super Bowl champs. And I remember Travis Kelce from a reality TV show where he was trying to find love. Interestingly enough, this young man, who quite good looking, has had multiple failed relationships, like most people, right? But his last relationship, which I thought it was interesting, his girlfriend came out, ex-girlfriend came out and said that the relationship didn't work because he used to make her pay for everything, whether it was trips, whether it's for dining. I had read somewhere that it was because he has always been worried that women were dating him because of his money, which I think is rather interesting because now he's dating probably one of the wealthiest, if not the wealthiest, female celebrity out there. I'm not saying it's because of that, because obviously we don't know the scenario, but I just think it's interesting, you know, when the roles are reversed, how people may see it. In either case, you know, this apparently started back in July where he attended her concert, which I believe was in the same stadium where the Kansas City Chiefs play. All right. And he has a podcast, him and his brother have a podcast. And on this podcast, he was talking about, you know, how he was interested in Taylor Swift and was in some way wanted to reach out to her or send a notice to her just to let her know that he was interested. And that's apparently how this all started. I'm reading in actually a show, he says he revealed that he invited Swift to watch him play. That's what it was. I threw the ball in her court. I told her, I've seen you rock the stage in Arrowhead. You might have to come see me rock the stage in Arrowhead. We'll see what happens in the near future. And then apparently that's exactly what happened. She took him up on his offer and went to go see him play. She shocked football fans, NFL fans everywhere when she showed up at his suite alongside his mother and watched him play the Chicago Bears. And ever since then, they've been seen, you know, whether it's her at, I think she saw two or three of his games. One of them was when she went to New York and hung out with Mahomes' wife. And then also later on, more recently, she's been spotted with other wives. Last week, apparently, he went to her concert in Argentina. So, you know, it seems that things are going along. Why is this such a big deal? Why are so people so interested? You know, again, I think that we have two celebrities here, famous, money, good looking, and people just want to see the love happen. But I do think it's rather a slippery slope to walk through, right? When everybody in the entire world is watching your relationship. Because let's face it, no relationship is perfect. Every relationship goes through their bumps. You have to be honest with you, that's how you know if you have a good, sturdy relationship. If things are always good, then the relationship is going to be good, right? But you know, you want to know if this is the person for you when things aren't good. You want to know if this is the person that likes the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? Like Marilyn Monroe said, if you can accept me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best, right? So if you, when you meet someone, if you're at the best, you know, you're young, you're good looking, maybe you're doing well financially, that's all fine and dandy. But what happens when things are not that good? What happens when you're distant from each other? I think that's probably one of the biggest problems when you have two celebrities dating, right? We hear that all the time, that things didn't work out because they were apart from each other for so long. You know, many, those few celebrity couples that are out there, right? They'll let you know that quite often the way things work is when they alternate. If there are two actors, they alternate in terms of doing movies. If you have someone that's in music, the spouse would tend to travel with them. So those are the things that quite often has to be done in order to make a marriage last. I know that I think quite often a person may have to take a step back. And we see that a lot with celebrity couples, whether it's Nicole Kidman with Keith Urban, right? You know, usually you may have one person at the moment that is, you know, kind of at the forefront of what's happening, and the other person is has had to take a step back. Probably one of the ones that stands out to me also is Eva Mendes with Ryan Gosling. I remember Eva Mendes was everywhere, you know, acting in I don't know how many movies, and so was Ryan Gosling. And then they got together and had, I believe, two children. And we haven't seen Eva Mendes in a movie in I don't know how long. It's been quite some time. But Ryan Gosling went on and got an Oscar for La La Land. So hopefully, maybe he'll take a step back, And give the opportunity for Eva Mendes to step forward. The other big couples that I can think of, right, that seem to make it work, Ryan Reynolds with Blake Lively. Again, here's another one. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively were both very active in Hollywood, and it seems like she's taken a step back so that he's able to pursue not only an acting career. I understand that he's done a lot of investments and made a lot of money that had nothing to do with acting. He's had actually made a lot more money with investments. So it seems like it is possible, right? When you have two successful individuals to make the marriage work. But a lot of times, one may have to give up something for the other person to flourish. The question is, will the other individual step back? So, let's wish Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, who are both attractive, successful individuals who have been trying to find love. I'm hoping and really wishing and rooting for them. But at the same time, I really do hope that they take the lessons that so many other celebrity couples who have become successful made it happen. Kind of number one, maybe not put it all out there. You want to try to keep some secrecy, and especially, recognizing that there will be hard moments and not everybody needs to know about it. And number two, you may have to somehow, some way, take turns supporting each other, whether it's, hopefully she will continue going to his games, and then whenever he can, go to her concerts or hang out with her in the studio. I mean, the good thing is that they don't have children at this time, so they're actually able to do that. And then finally, if need be, somebody may have to take a step back every once in a while. That's going to be hard because they're both kind of like at the pinnacle of their career. But you know what? Anything is possible, especially when you're in love. So hopefully they can learn from others and learn from their mistakes. And who knows, maybe we can learn from them. Well, once again, thank you for listening to the Critics Couch. I am going to definitely make more of an effort to start doing more of these podcasts. And, instead of being out there criticizing others' relationships, let's root for them, because guess what? No one's relationship is perfect. Take a look at your relationship and see how maybe you can improve. Well, again, thank you for listening, and until next time on the Critics Couch, God bless.